This audio version is created and exclusively distributed and sold in India by Bookstock Audiobooks Private Limited by arrangement with HarperCollins Publishers India Limited. Tia by Samarpan, narrated by Arundhati Raja, produced by Bookstock Audiobooks and HarperCollins India.
You are listening to Tia, A Parrot's Journey by Samarpan, narrated by Arundhati Raja and brought to you by Bookstock Audiobooks. Tia, A Parrot's Journey Home by Samarpan. Prologue. You are much more than what you think you are, and you can achieve much more than you are achieving now. Tia. Upon the same tree there are two birds of beautiful plumage, most friendly to each other, one eating the fruits, the other sitting there calm and silent without eating. The one on the lower branch eating sweet and bitter fruits in turn and becoming happy and unhappy. But the other one on the top, calm and majestic, he eats neither sweet nor bitter fruits, cares neither for happiness nor misery, immersed in his own glory. Swami Vivekananda. Part 1. The Banyan. Good morning, good people, I mumbled with sleep-laden eyes to no one in particular. This was a routine morning greeting by me. Tia the parrot of the banyan to all the other birds of the tree. There was no response. This was also a routine. Being a late riser, I was accustomed to not seeing my fellow birds on waking up, as they were already out and busy practicing the early bird. Unfortunately for me, dawn always made my eyelids heavier and prompted me to sink into a deeper sleep. Why didn't these featherballs slow down a bit and enjoy life? Flight, alight, flight. Mr. Ambiger. I am the highest, I am the best, on top of the illiest. The satisfied purring of this contented heart sounded like escaping air from a windbag. This was my welcome at the top of the hill, where I had reached after getting away from the leaky-eyed ones. The change was relaxing. There was indeed more to life than making friendships, or shedding tears, I thought. I must achieve something. I must be something, as Mr. Hans had hinted. The gentleman, I was getting to be more polite, whom I had heard crooning just now, looked like a character straight out of a mythological tale. His garish clothes would have looked outlandish, even on a harlequin. His short legs were very powerful, but his stomach appeared extra large. He was something like an oversized pig on the sturdy legs of an undersized horse. He was trying to put on airs, but air seemed to be leaking out of him.
This was a presentation of Bookstock Audiobooks. For more audiobooks titles and to give feedback and suggestions, please visit www.bookstock.in or call 98453-0838.